This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. This is going to be one of the more unique programs I think I've done in a while. We held this slot open, trying to get one of the congressional folks on for an interview with everything happening in the Beltway, but that didn't work out. And people have been asking about this Italy trip kind of everywhere I go.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And yes.
You know you went on that because of me, right?
You know.
Did you tell people how that all came about?
Several months ago, like before Christmas, she came by to get my business card. This is, by the way, Rochelle Carter, our vice president, coming down from the fifth floor in the corporate office.
That's where I came from.
said, I may be sending you to Tuscany.
Yeah.
And last week I went to Myrtle Creek and Sevelin, and okay.
Yeah, well, we got approached by Colette and wanted to do this promotion that they regularly do. So I said the perfect person to do that is Kyle.
So Colette Travel, national partner with Flyaway Travel, our local travel agency that's been here for about 47 years. And so this evolved to 15 people from the Umpqua Valley going. We got tied in with others through Colette, a group of 30, 35 maybe, several different states, Wisconsin, Missouri, I think Illinois. We had a couple from Canada, a couple from Australia, and others as well. We were all grouped together and stayed in Monte Catini Terme.
Say that three times real fast.
Monte Catini Terme. Or Terma. I've heard it both ways, and I'm not quite sure who's right about that. But an absolutely incredible place. By the way, 115-year-old hotel.
That you stayed in a 115-year-old hotel?
Yes, absolutely incredible. And so as this evolved, well, let's just kind of go through what took place. Now, first of all, one of the things about this, you know, I have done a number of trips with my wife before. I've gone on trips to other countries with our church before that were like work trips for particular, you know, projects. So I'm used to going in groups sometimes. But for something like this, what I really spotted was the uniqueness of being in a group trip, especially when you're going to a place you've never been before. I've never been to even Europe.
Right. Well, so how did that work? Did you have like a tour guide in each place, or were you the tour guide?
No, I was the... I had never been there before. No, we had Christina, who is Italian, lives in Rome. She's been doing this for about 15 years with Colette. And so she was our full-time tour director. She stayed in the hotel with us.
Oh, okay.
You know, she was there all week long. She had just done another group before us. So she'd actually been in the hotel for about two and a half weeks.
So that's her job?
That's her job.
How do we sign up for that job?
You have to learn a lot about these places.
I can learn.
She certainly has. So that was a great thing. So everything is set up. Now, we even did motor coach transportation from Roseburg. You know, think about trying to get 15 people to all make it to the Eugene Airport on time.
Yeah.
Something's going to go wrong.
So you guys all got together prior.
Yeah, we had like Sprinter-type Mercedes vans that took us up there. And we actually went in two groups because some of the people that had reserved their seats early were tracked on United. Other people later, there wasn't space on United. They ended up on Delta. We routed differently. We went through Munich, Germany. The other group went through Amsterdam, but we all got there literally within an hour.
Wow. Of each other. That's incredible.
Yeah. And so we got there again, vans, vehicles to pick us up, to take us to Monte Catini from Florence, Italy. That was about 40 minutes away. I will point out that people in Florence sometimes drive at a faster clip.
Yeah.
Than they do here in the
crazy?
U.S.
Crazy? Oh, that'd be fun.
Not crazy.
They have the steering wheel on the opposite side of the car?
No, it's normal. You're driving on the regular side of the road.
Oh, okay.
Or our side of the road, however you want to define
that. American side, like in America. Yeah.
And so we got there. We, you know, we all got checked in and all of that. And a lot of information. Now, one of the things about having the full-time person is you go out every day. Your transportation's already arranged. In fact, we had the same driver most every day for the entire week. So he's on with us in one of those big tour buses.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to whichever community you're going through, and I'll run through them here in a bit, some point along the way, you have a Colette local expert. This is somebody that the tour director works with, who is a longtime resident of that community. Some of them are retired. Some of them are professors, scientists, people that have just a lot of knowledge about what they're there. None of them had a script, and yet they talked to us for an hour and a half each.
Wow.
And you wear, this is really cool. I mean, because you're outside. There's, you know, there's a lot of people around. You're wearing little earbud type things. They called them whispers. And so they're talking into it. And you're walking around listening to them, and the tour director has the Colette flag, so you can keep track of people, because there is a lot of tourists in Italy. Keep in mind, this is fall. It is even crazier in the summer. But going in the fall, September, early October, it is milder. The tourists with all the kids and everything else on school schedules are done.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah.
And so while it was very busy in a lot of these places, I can't imagine what it would be like in the summer.
So what was the temperature average?
Probably in the 70s.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we had one day, beginning day, with a bit of wispy rain for a while. Other than that, it was dry all week. We were nervous because a few days earlier, parts of Italy had had torrential rain.
Right, I remember you talking about that before you left.
A little nervous about that. But
you bring your floaties.
No, yeah. But we were fine. So we got there. You know, of course, it takes 24 hours to get there, essentially.
Sure.
And
sure.
You've got a 9-hour difference in time.
Right.
So a couple of times when I attempted to talk with Joey on the air, which didn't work because of a whole bunch of different things, it may have been about 5:30 our time, but it was 8:30 in the morning here.
Okay.
So 5:30 in the afternoon in Italy, 8:30 in the morning here, 9-hour difference. So we went out. We had, a great dinner to kind of get used to things. By the way, in Italy, if you have a multi-course meal, it's in a different order. So your salad comes towards the end, and your appetizer comes to the very end towards before dessert. We had like a five-course meal one night.
So what did they start with? The main?
We started with like a quiche.
Okay.
And then you could have pasta or like pork loin, something like that. And then you go from there to the salad, to the, you know, meat and cheese kind of thing, to the dessert. And you would have wine along the way and then coffee at the end if you want.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
Yeah, and it is served in what I would call appropriate. It's kind of like a subjective term, but it's, yeah, multi-courses, but they're not, you know, you don't walk out of there just like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have eaten that much. Your amount of pasta is...
smaller proportions.
Much smaller.
But lots of different fun things to eat.
Yeah, different
things. Yeah, that's great.
And desserts are light and airy. They are not sugar forward. You know, you don't walk out feeling glazed over, because around here I try to avoid desserts. I'm not always successful, but for sure. But they were better there. So Lucca on Friday is where we went first. It is city of Renaissance walls. You know, you go way back hundreds of years when all these communities sometimes were at war with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had walls surrounding the city. You have to go through walls to get there. The walls remain. And you've got these Romanesque, beautiful looking churches, medieval streets. And because the buildings were there first, they had to adapt to cars. Some streets are no cars. Some streets are mainly no cars, except for, like, delivery vehicles.
Okay.
And some streets are a free-for-all.
Really?
Oh, and they're not marked. You don't have, like, the pedestrian area, the northbound, eastbound.
As it should be.
You do that out on
just
regular...
Just let it be a free-for-all.
Regular highways. But there are times, and you're walking along in a car, you could reach into the car and grab their beverage.
Nice.
So that's a different experience. You wouldn't be used to that here. But, Lucca was very, very cool. And then at the end of the day, they have a bunch of towers in Lucca as well. That was pretty cool. And the piazza is built on top of a Roman amphitheater.
Oh.
As well. And Lucca's got all these summer concerts. I forget what the series is called. But, I mean, like, every year they've got multiple big, international rock groups there.
Okay. And the only band from Italy I know is a rock band.
Yeah, these aren't Italy groups. These are groups that you'd hear here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you have that. We then went to a Tuscan winery, which has been in that family since the 1300s.
Wow.
Now, I don't think it was a winery the whole time.
But the land was in the family. Land,
yeah. And the woman who is the winemaker now is the first female winemaker in the history of the family.
Wow.
She beat out her brother.
She did.
And I don't think that ended well, but they are doing really well. So we had some tastings there. That was really good.
So how is the wine over there, Kyle? Is it? Did you just go, this is the best? Because I know you're a wine guy. I'm not. And so
the wine is really good. We had.
Did you drink red?
You drink red, but they have whites as well. And keep in mind that Tuscany is much the same latitude and longitude of the Umpqua Valley.
Right.
So
I've heard that.
A lot of similarities. And so it was very good. They don't, there's some things that are done differently. Sulfites are not in wine, so you don't end up walking out of things with a headache if you have a bit more. And some wines over there sometimes are made with less alcohol. The idea is that it's just an enjoyable drink.
Okay.
You know, because some people will have a couple glasses of wine and go back to work. In the U.S.,
I love it.
That doesn't always work in the U.S., I would point out. Now, on Saturday, we went to Florence, Italy. Huge, huge city. I forgot to look up the population, but it's huge. And it was right in the midst of the Italian celebration that weekend of International European Heritage Days.
Okay.
Each country does that a little differently, but they had stuff all over the place in Florence. I actually saw a New Orleans jazz band.
Except in Florence.
In Florence, with Italians.
Okay.
In the band, but they were playing New Orleans.
Jazz is jazz, right?
Yeah, like classical music. Again, really, is Florence is the cradle of the Renaissance. You make your way on foot to the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore. Gilded bronze doors. I mean, some of the pictures, which, by the way, if you go back to last Thursday on the KQEN Facebook page, work your way backward, you'll see a lot of pictures.
Yeah, I was following you.
Some of those doors are taller than buildings in Roseburg.
Wow, that's so amazing to think how they even made them back then.
Yeah, no, absolutely incredible. And at one point in Florence, I counted in one of the open squares 15 different places to get pizza with a slice. In one square.
In one square, there were 15. So now, how would you choose? I mean, were they different in some way, or?
They must have been a bit, and they all seemed to have enough business.
Nice.
Now, one of the things as well is that outdoor dining is a big deal in Italy. They have, we did this during COVID around here, and then we didn't stick with it. Some places, I think Portland has done some of that still. But where you take a parking space or two and you make it an outdoor dining area for the restaurants that are there. That's very common.
Yeah.
In Monte Catini tournament, they had that, including some of those that were covered for the winter when, you know, it's because they have rain.
Right.
And so I think that's one of those ideas. They also have something from the 1700s that's making a comeback. It is a wine window. And it used to be that families would save their best wine for select friends and family.
Okay.
And so if you
It's not like a drive-up window and they hand you a bottle of wine.
About the size of a glass of wine.
Okay.
And you would ring the bell and a glass of wine would come out.
What?
They've begun to unwall those at some outdoor dining places in Florence in particular. And you ring the bell and a glass of wine comes out. Now, you have to pay for it.
Sure.
But you know, and so
how fun is that?
An idea for Roseburg. We'll see if the OLCC buys head.
Yeah, they won't.
I probably not. So, yeah, Florence was incredible. Now, Monte Catini Terme, we spent a day there. Some people went out to a World War II area, but I to check that out. I stayed, though, and did a lot of walking around there. Also went up with this funicular. I hope I'm saying that right. It is like a train car that goes up to Monte Catini Alta, which is a community above the city. That's also, you know, it's much smaller, but you go up, it's 10 minutes, it's a cable car, so it's the two cars have to meet at a certain point in the middle.
Yeah.
It's very steep.
Okay.
And it goes back to the 1800s.
Wow.
And you get up there, myself and two other friends ate at a really nice restaurant there. I had lasagna. Wow, that was really good.
Kyle.
I know. I had, my wife said, you're going to Italy, you have to eat pasta.
You have to eat food, yes.
Yeah, right.
That's what you do.
I did have a salad with it. That was the view up there was absolutely incredible. So that was Monte Catini Terme. We went to Pisa on Monday, as in Leaning Tower.
Nice.
And it's literally in the front of a cathedral. You come around a corner and there it is.
Really? So you just was like, wow. So did you do the dumb picture everybody does, like you're holding it up?
No.
No?
I didn't. I figured enough people were doing that picture, I'd do something else. And you can walk up it if you'd like.
Oh.
But I didn't do that, and you really have to sign up in advance to do that because there's too many people that want to do it.
Sure.
So it's scheduled. However, and I forget how many, you know, bazillion years ago that was built, they've kept it original, which, by the way, the leaning started in year 4, I think.
Oh.
It hadn't been built very long before they started having issues. But they, so you can go up and down. That's about 30 minutes to do that. There are no handrails. You're going up because they made it. They didn't change
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You keep
no,
it
you
authentic.
Yep.
I'm not sure I saw a single handrail in Italy.
Really?
You have got steep streets, and I was told this earlier by somebody who travels a lot. Europe is not really what we would call ADA friendly.
Okay.
And so you're like, where's the, well, it's not there.
Okay.
If you
you're
need
on
to
your
get,
own. Figure it out.
And which I'm curious about folks that, you know, have disabilities or
sure.
elderly or whatever, because there are places that I was like, boy, I don't know if I want to go down that.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's a little dicey.
You have to have great balance.
Yeah, and allegedly when you get older, you don't always have great balance. So,
or you're like me and you're clumsy.
Yeah, so Pisa was great. We also, we went out and we had a cooking class. I have a certificate.
You got to do one of those?
I did.
What did you cook?
I did a lot of photo ops.
Oh,
but
Kyle, you didn't cook?
But
you didn't make raviolis or anything?
People were doing that. People were doing the appetizers and a lot of things. And yes, by the way, I kind of figured out their system as we went along. We weren't eating any of that. They'd already made it correctly. You know, and so that's what, because I thought, man, this is going to be weird if we serve this. This is a little,
right.
It looks like your kid made it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we didn't eat it that way. We ate it the other way. And nobody there spoke anything but Italian. And we made it through the evening. I mean, the folks that work at that winery, none of them spoke English.
But you could communicate. You
figured
out.
It,
well, they talk with their hands, so, you know. I'm sure
well,
it was...
yeah, and you can just point at the bottle of wine and, it, you know, go from there. So, yeah, we were there. We went to Siena. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. We went there on Tuesday. Romanesque and Gothic architecture on really every corner. Siena is very cool. In fact, I found out, since we got back, one of my neighbors, his wife's family lives in Siena.
Okay.
And that's actually where they were at some point during the summer. I just knew they were in Italy. I didn't know where, and I didn't realize they would be in the same town.
Wow.
And Siena is one of the places, you know, we just had with Thrive Umpqua and some other groups at Longest Table event.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what Siena is known for.
Oh, it is.
They do that with like 2,500 people.
Dang.
Yeah.
How and do you figure out the tip on that?
I don't know. But yeah, Siena was really cool. The city square holds 50,000 people.
Wow.
50,000. That is also where I had the best piece of margherita pizza.
Margherita pizza is so good.
Yeah, and that I got a lot of pictures of that for folks to check out, and I wanted to try it. By the way, you get one slice. The first night I got two. That's like way too much.
Aren't they giant, the pieces
yeah,
there?
Well,
they're bigger than our slices.
Basically, one slice would be the equivalent of maybe half of a small.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
They're big slices.
Yeah, so
yep.
that was part of it. Siena, though, is absolutely incredible. A lot of schools there, some really historic things. Wednesday, we went out to San Migliano, and we went to a cheese farm. It's an organic farm. They have goats. I actually watched a chicken lay an egg. The woman's holding the chicken going, uh-oh, something's going on. And the egg came out. I had never,
that's awesome.
I could have missed that
Did
one.
Did you pet goats?
No, we actually, no, we were around the cows. The goats were somewhere else
oh,
in the
okay.
facility. So, but we got to do that. And then we were in the community, 14 historic towers. Also where I met the guy with the world's most famous gelato. And our tour guide, Christina, from years of being a tour guide, knows him and said that was the best shop to go for getting gelato.
Did you get some?
I did. And because the I saw this guy kind of working the long line and I just she was talking. It's like, that's got to be the guy.
Yeah.
So I got pictures with him.
But what kind of gelato did you get?
It was one that we not commonly get. He's very picky about where he sources his ingredients from.
Okay.
It's like a saffron. It's like a flower honey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then there was one that was based on a certain white type of wine. And so, because you could get two in a, you know, a larger cup.
Oh, nice.
That was lunch.
Yeah.
I didn't eat anything else that day. So that was there. And then, let's see, then we were done.
Then you were done.
Yeah. But, you know, coming, you know, again, I would emphasize having the folks at Flyaway Travel get you set up. You hear about ads with these Colette tours. It's so incredible because they do this.
They
know exactly what to do. This Tuscany trip is one of the most popular ones.
In fact, okay.
One of the physicians at Evergreen, his schedule, he was aware of what we were doing. It didn't work for his schedule. He did the exact same trip 3 weeks earlier.
Oh, okay.
And actually reached out to me before the trip and gave me some helpful information about that. And so that was pretty cool. But no, doing it that way, we stayed in one hotel the entire time. I think about some of the trips, you know, my wife and I went to D.C. and New York City on our own. You know how many times we wasted half the day because we
were trying
to
figure out what to do?
It's over here. No, yeah. It's not over here. Well, they know where it is. So
It would be really cool, especially if you've never been to Europe, to go through a company like that. And they've already got you all hooked up with everything if you're, you know, a little bit nervous about it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my main question is, did you meet the Pope?
No, because we weren't in Rome.
Well, he probably doesn't just stay in Rome.
That'll be for a future trip.
Okay, next time, you got to go meet the Pope.
Okay, we'll work on that. I know people, but I don't think they go that far. But check out Flyaway Travel. Ask about what the tours are doing with Colette Travel. To get more information, go to the KQEN Facebook page if you want to find out more from the trip. Rochelle Carter, Kyle Bailey.
Hey, that was fun.
It's Italy. Buongiorno.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.